It's the Big Hitter Show, Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap, as we delve into another significant figure from Liverpool's past. This one is all about the man, the legend, that is Rafael Benitez. And it's fairly hot on the heels of the one we did about Graham Souness. If you've not yet heard that one, do go back and listen. It's well worth 80 minutes of your time. We will be doing or following a similar format for this one, but slightly different. We're going to do it in one part. No special guest, but I've got three of the Anfield Wrap's finest in front of me to do all of the heavy lifting. I've got John Gibbons, Neil Dockin, and Damian Cavana. And Cav, I like to start these shows by taking the listeners back in time. And that moment in time for this one is the summer of 2004. Liverpool have decided to make a managerial change. They've looked towards Spain, they've recruited Rafa Benitez, and I have to say, it felt like a change you could get behind.
Yeah, it did. We were heavily linked with Martin O'Neill as well during that time, and he was doing all right. But the Rafa Benitez one felt like a really smart decision. And it looked at, you know, if you look at, you're in the Spanish league and you're against these giants and you haven't got their financial clout, but you can still win that league. That's kind of where Liverpool were. If you're, you know, competing against Chelsea and Manchester United and Arsenal at the time, and then he proves himself winning the European trophy, and you think, well, before you start, there's two massive ticks in the box here, isn't he? So I know Jose Mourinho would come up as a possibility as well. But we definitely got the right fella, regardless of however it turned out in trophies or money or whatever. This was a real manager who meant business. And he almost appeared, you know, during his time at Anfield, almost dispassionate, you know, like, you know, really focused so much on a job. I've got a job to do, a job in hand, and, you know, nothing's going to swerve me. But of course, he did get involved in the emotions at Liverpool, which is an enormous credit. But yeah, I just thought it was, Liverpool had been going nowhere since the summer of 2002 at an alarming rate. And we were just miles off competing at the highest level. And in 2002, we'd come so close. And we were going backwards, and it was like, well, and the squad didn't look as if it was going to get any better anytime soon, but we got somebody who had done all he could outside of the English league to say, you know, give this fella a chance. And Liverpool at last made a good decision after dithering a bit over Julia, to say the least. And the rest is history. Proper legend, this fella. I'll always love him.